Thank you. I'm Vernon Joins, and let's give some thought to doctrines to live by. Believing in a work. To claim you have faith without works is to confess that your faith is dead. The Bible affirms that faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone, in James 2 and verse 17. It does a man little good to affirm his faith in Jesus Christ if he is unwilling to obey his commands. Profession without practice is a contradiction. Belief in Jesus as the Son of God is an act of will, and each person chooses whether or not to accept the evidence and the testimony of the Scriptures. Belief does not come as a miracle from God nullifying human choice. We choose to believe. This choice is prompted by the overwhelming love of God and by the reasonable evidence of the Scriptures, but it is still a personal choice. It is a work of the will. And the Bible shows that belief can be commanded. The Bible says this is His commandment, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. 1 John 3 and verse 23. The Bible shows that belief is an individual choice. The blind man that Jesus healed said, "I believe." When Jesus revealed Himself to the Son of Man, or Himself to be the Son of Man, that John 9 and verse 36 through 38, the pronoun "I" is the subject and "believe" is an active verb. Language shows that belief is a willful choice. And Jesus said that belief in His being the Son of God is a work that one can do. In John 6, verses 28 and 29, do not wait for some rational proof from a philosopher or a will-shattering miracle from God to resolve your doubts. Choose to believe on the basis of what God has revealed in the Scripture. It is your choice. Thank you for listening to the broadcast.